Want a pretty good idea of how the final Democratic primary debate went? Listen to this.
Your time is up, but I would like to ask a quick follow.
Moderator Melissa Russo asks public advocate Bill de Blasio about supporting the repeal of term limits when he was running for council speaker 8 years ago.
Mr. de Blasio, you did support a legislative repeal of term limits back in 2005.
I laid out a very specific plan with extensive hearings and all that. Nothing like that happened. The bottom line,
As de Blasio tried to answer, every other candidate on stage jumped in to try to undermine his point. Former Comptroller Bill Thompson, Council Speaker Christine Quinn, Comptroller John Liu, and former Congressman Anthony Weiner. Hours before the debate, a new poll showed de Blasio breaking the 40% threshold to avoid a runoff and far ahead of his closest rivals. And the candidates tried different tacks to stop that momentum. Bill Thompson, whose campaign has taken to calling the public advocate Bill de Blier, questioned de Blasio's honesty.
We need a leader. We don't need a cheerleader. Tell the people the truth about your tax proposal. Tell them about the term limit issue. Tell them about member items. Tell them the truth.
Christine Quinn tried to portray de Blasio as overpromising and politically naive. She argued that his plan to tax wealthy New Yorkers to pay for universal pre-K has no chance of making it through the necessary hurdles in Albany.
We can't have pie-in-the-sky promises to New York parents when they are desperate for real change to make their schools better, cutting outside Ms. contracts and getting money into the classroom and stopping obsessively teaching to the test. They need real, deliverable results.
Okay, Anthony Weiner and John Liu tag-teamed de Blasio at points, though they didn't always do it in perfect tandem. Like when Weiner was making the point that just Quinn and de Blasio ever supported extending term limits.
So just pick one of the other ones. We need to debate this all night.
But it's not just the issue of term limits. It's also the issue of the millionaire's tax. I mean, look, it's not a question of whether Albany's going to pass it or not. It's a question of whether Mayor de Blasio, if he gets elected, would actually go to Albany,
John,
given years
John,
of defending Wall Street.
I set it up
Street.
Perfectly yeah, on right. term limits for you. You're slowing me up here, kid.
Standing at the center of the podiums on stage, Bill de Blasio played a effective defense all night long. And he suggested his opponents are thinking too small when they question the political feasibility of his plan to increase taxes on wealthy New Yorkers.
I want to talk about this whole notion of what can and can't be done. This is a city that has always believed in big, bold ideas, big, bold changes, progressive changes that help people. With all due respect to Mr. Thompson, the notion that we can't go to Albany and get what we deserve, that we can't convince the legislature that we need the right to tax people and make a $500,000 or more. That's old thinking.
De Blasio lobbed some attacks, too, painting the two other leading Democratic candidates as entrenched with the status quo.
The real estate industry is working overtime to make sure they elect Chris Quinn or Bill Thompson. They're trying to stop me from becoming mayor because they know I'll stand up for the people.
For all the charged rhetoric, there were moments of agreement. All five Democrats say they did not vote for Mayor Michael Bloomberg when he ran for his third term. And nearly everyone said they'd support Democrat Anthony Weiner if he were the nominee against Republican frontrunner Joe Loda. John Liu wouldn't answer the question. After the debate, Christine Quinn reiterated that she's confident Democrats will unify around whoever the eventual nominee is. But until then, she added, this is still the primary, so it's only right for them to go after each other's records until Democratic voters decide. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.